It's all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Now, you know, Michelle, that lupus is one of those diseases that really hits women big time. And you know this because of all the women who have this issue who are on our website, Empower Her, and reach out to you all the time as a patient advocate, right?
Exactly. And even on Her Radio, too. It's both. I mean, we know that it affects many more women than it does men, and we need to figure out why.
Well, there's 1.5 million Americans who have it. 90% are women, and these women are getting it between the ages of 15 and 44. It's really formative years.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's such a struggle, and it's a challenge. Margaret Romero is here to shed light on lupus. And why? Well, she's a board-certified and trained nurse practitioner, but she's also founder of From Lupus to Living. And why? Because she had a personal journey too with this and wants to help other people especially. So, Margaret, welcome to Her Radio, and tell us a little bit about your journey with lupus.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes, so I was diagnosed in 2007 with multi-organ lupus nephritis and in multiple hospitals. And it's been such a journey for me from that point in time, from the multiple, actually 20 medications I was on, till where I am today. And as a nurse practitioner, I've been able to, you know, try different things, and being, you know, working as a functional medicine and integrative practitioner, I've really been able to hone down the key elements to having someone in crisis come out of it. And eventually, hopefully, be able to also wean themselves off medication. So it's been quite the journey for me, but I will say that I no longer suffer from it. And my mission is just to help other women to decrease that suffering, because lupus is now such a growing epidemic. It's every day more and more women.
It is.
Yes.
It is, Margaret. And thank you for sharing your story. Tell us, what is lupus so women understand?
Lupus is an autoimmune disorder where the body now thinks that its own cells are foreign, so it starts to attack its own cells. And depending on sort of your quote-unquote weak link is where you'll have the issue. So if it's the kidneys, you'll have lupus nephritis, and you'll have kidney function abnormalities. If it's the heart, you know, it can affect every organ system. You know, pleuritis, which is inflammation of the lungs. You can have enlargement of the heart. It can affect also your brain. And if you have one autoimmune, it also makes the higher risk for you to have another autoimmune disorder. So it's really catching this quickly. I'm not saying that medication isn't the right thing, because that's actually what saves my life. But it's also learning the other things that are really critical from what I've learned in the past several years, blood work, certain supplements, and things like that. That's really important just to help the healing along once someone has gone through such a chronic illness.
So speaking of blood work, how is this diagnosed?
So typically people go to rheumatologists, or they can start at their primary care. Sometimes they come in with having muscle and joint pain. Sometimes they will have a facial rash, sometimes called a butterfly rash. And from there, blood work is done, and all kinds of titers are done, tons of blood work, checking SED rate for inflammation, checking lupus, and you also want to check for other different autoimmune disorders just to rule those out, Sjogren's, MS, things like that, and also doing urine tests. And depending on where we are, then, you know, if they see an abnormality in kidney function, sometimes they'll get a kidney biopsy. So it starts with blood work first and foremost, and that's usually how they get the diagnosis.
Well, okay, and so as a physician, I happen to know, as you as a, you know, brethren medical practitioner, that this can be oftentimes very difficult to diagnose because of the vague symptoms. And so I think that women need to, you know, understand that they need to be their own advocate, as Michelle has said a million times over, that you really, you know, if something's wrong and you're not feeling right, I mean, just get on in there and just keep it rocking until you get an answer here somewhere along the line, because lupus can be very confusing. And so don't write it off, and don't, please don't say, I'm too busy to go see the doctor. Don't do this. This is a bad thing. So you have three important labs to request at your next doctor's appointment, right? So when you're looking at how lupus is affecting the body, how to track it, how to be able to stay on top of optimal health for this, you mentioned hormones, DHEA, thyroid panel, and vitamin panel. Tell us why these are important labs.
So there's lots of studies that show that low levels of DHEAS, which is DHEA sulfate, in women will attribute to, how can we say, like sort of a worsening of an autoimmune disorder. So being able to know what, a lot of times hormones really aren't checked. When you go sort of to a rheumatologist, you know, they're just checking sed rate, they're checking white count, they're just sort of following you through and checking titers, ANA. And one of the things that I have found is that making sure the hormone levels are fine. So once someone has had any sort of autoimmune disorder, the majority of them are on some form of anti-inflammatory, like prednisone. So after a while, when you're on heavy doses of it, which initially some people are when they're in crisis, it will affect the adrenals, in turn affecting hormone levels. And so, and then women are really wiped out. They've got fatigue. They don't feel, you know, zero vitality. So one of the hormones to check is DHEAS, making sure you're at an optimal level of around 200 to 250. And if you're low, then you can start with even, so I like the nutraceuticals and DHEA you can find over the counter, like by pure encapsulations or something like that. And people usually typically start something really low, like 10 milligrams. So DHEA is something that...
Okay, I love that. And I think that something else that people have to understand out there, too, is that in addition to, you know, these labs and in addition to, you know, what you're saying, which is to stay on top of the symptoms and to really advocate for yourself, it's really important also that you have self-care techniques, and I know that you have mentioned them a number of them in your work, and I want everyone to make sure to go to margaretromero.com to learn more about Margaret's wonderful work here. But massage, meditation, being in nature, walking, hiking, restorative yoga, journaling, talking with friends. These self-care techniques are really important. And Michelle, I know that you espouse so much of this on Empower Her, you know, for right. women with chronic conditions like this.
Right. And I think getting out of fear is a big thing, too, because people are fearful when they hear about, you know, when they're diagnosed with something like lupus.
Yeah, I think that that's really important. And again, we're talking to Margaret Romero, who is a nurse practitioner and the founder of From Lupus to Living. She specializes in treating women with lupus, and this really is based upon her own personal journey. And thank heavens, she's a nurse practitioner. She was able to really put this to work. MargaretRomero.com is the website. Margaret, thank you so much for shedding light on lupus for women. And thank you for being there for Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radium D. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.